Yep.
Out of order.
All rise for, no. Oh, I need an agenda. Election. All right, since it's the beginning of the term and we don't have a new chair yet, I get to start, I get to run the meeting for once every 2 years. So, please rise for Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, this is the time set aside for public comment. If there's anyone that cannot stay for the rest of the meeting, but you want to talk about something that is on the agenda, now's your opportunity. Anybody? All right. So, we will start with the approval of the minutes for December 13th. Anybody have a motion?
Approve the minutes from December 13th.
All right. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, and then approval of the agenda for tonight. We have a couple corrections and one thing I want to move. We have a new board starting today, and I did not get the information to Electra in time, so that the council members at the beginning are incorrect. Also, there's been a change to the county manager, so we'll get that updated for the next meeting. We have a new county manager, and we'll get the council members updated and then have the new chair and vice chair listed on the agenda. I also would like to move item number one to elect a new chair and vice chair up to the very beginning after the approval of the agenda, so then they can take over the meeting. That works for everybody.
I move that we approve the agenda with the modifications you talked about.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, now, before we go to that one, I just want to welcome Jamie, our new member. And Rusty is sitting with us tonight. Yes, thank you. And Rusty is sitting with us tonight, but he was not able to make it to the training. Poor guy has to work. so he wasn't able to make it. So he will get his training and get his oath done. So he'll be on sitting as a full voting member next month. So, does anybody have a motion to make for a chair of the CAC? And unfortunately, it cannot be Brian again. He can't be chair two times in a row. I know.
You're smiling.
Jamie for chair. Okay. So we have a motion for Greg. All in favor? All right, so then we need a motion for vice chair. Okay. All in favor? All right, so now, let me just make sure I get my notes. All righty, I'm gonna hand over the gavel. Use it responsibly. Okay. And this is just a recording.
Pardon me?
Just start with one under informational.
Okay. Found it. Okay. We would like to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the year of 2022, we ended up closing it out with 183 medical calls for service, another 41 calls for service on the fire side. With the weather changing, it's getting colder, people are using their heaters, make sure you cleaned it up before you turn it on, don't burn the house down. With the rain coming in, the roads are getting wet, they're getting slick, don't be like town. Try to keep the greasy side down. Mm-hmm. Short of that, I really don't have anything else for you. Yes, ma'am, in the back.
Oh no, I was just going to say,
That would be the captain of the U.S.
Yes, our new EMS captain,
Christine
Brown. Also, for this year, we have some departing characters from our station. Henry Hoffman. And his replacement sitting next to him, Christian Arenado.
Yay.
How many fire calls again?
141.
That's a lot.
And it's a couple. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. This time we'd like to receive the report from Metro.
Jack and I play a game where
you already stink.
Yes. right now, to my knowledge, we don't have anything ongoing here in San Diego. Normal stuff. Do you have any questions? Get with us afterwards. Normal stuff.
Thank you. Can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools?
Brian Carey, the athletic season is in full swing for basketball. Girls are undefeated currently, and they will have their first league game this Friday. Boys currently are 4-3. They had their first league game today and won, so we're off to a good start. They've started putting down the turf at the football field / baseball field. Hopefully that means baseball we'll have here on campus. I'm still waiting to find out when we'll be able to access that for sure. And we probably won't be into the new high school building till after this school year. So probably over the summer we'll be moving in. We have a family engagement night coming up the 25th of this month. From 5 to 7. I don't know if there's anything else that we're missing.
I think I'll save mine for announcements at the end. Maybe. Sure. Okay, I'll just go on with this. I'll go on with this. Again, I spoke about it last month. That the seniors were this is the first for our school to send seniors to Washington D.C. So we are having a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. There's some flyers out off the table on January 21st, 4 to 8. And then we are having a drawing. We have a few items so far, a $500 septic pump, pumping. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank totally. Anyway, we're getting more raffle prizes as we speak.
For that day?
No, this is going to go on through till February, The end of February, the drawing. The tickets are $2, and you could get them right now. I think, not sure they're out there yet, but we'll let you know. And then there is a personal basket that you can, if you want to view it eventually. It's not there yet, but it will be at the Idle Spur. Pioneer and the Idlesburg will be selling tickets for $5 for that basket. But that is a personal donation, so it has fluids in it. other than that, we are taking monetary donations because I don't know if y'all know. And I'm excited to help with the itinerary for that. So it's been really fun.
How many seniors?
14. 14 are committed to go.
The class 21.
I'm not positive.
That it? Okay. Is there anyone here from Valley Electric we can receive a report from them? No. Is there anybody from BLM? Yes, he is. I see him.
Yes, James with BLM. I don't have a whole lot to share. I'm just here as they have to share with me. The only upcoming major thing in the Southern Nevada District is We are waiting on word from the White House to designate the national monument in the Searchlight Laughlin area. It's already BLM landed, they're just reclassifying it. So I will butcher the name if I try and say what they're going to call it, but I think it's the Avi Kwa Ame, which translates to Spirit Mountain. So that's going to be about 450,000 acres of already BLM land, just now going to be called a national monument. That's about all we've got.
That's good.
Megan's turn. Clark County Administrative Services.
Yeah, I don't have much to report since it's been quiet over the holidays and everything. Still looking at first quarter to start on the task, although I'm not too sure about that since I haven't done anything yet, other than the, you know, the survey and stuff. But they're still telling me first quarter, so I'm thinking maybe it's going to be like March 31st. And I did ask them about extending the continuing on the bike path, and their crews that do that are all super busy, so they can't fit it in right now, but it's still planned to be moving forward. And they are talking about one of the big problems was what to do when we got down to this end where there wasn't extra right of way, and they're talking to BLM about getting the right of way for that without having to do all that.
So what are they doing on the bus? Are they repaving it?
It's going to be, I don't know the extent of what's going to be done, but it's going to be redone in some way to be better. I don't know the extent. Because there's like the ultimate, you know, $15 million, and then or there, which would lower hills and straighten.
Oh, we don't want to care about that.
I know. So,
exciting driving down the road.
I know. And they did fill the potholes, and 2 days later, you know.
Yeah, no, they got to redo the pavement. I mean, if they can just redo that, that'd be really good.
So, I don't know the extent. As soon as I have a full plan of what they're going to do, I'll share it. But
curious, I saw that, and I'm like, what are they
going to
do?
Yeah, it's pretty necessary since we have potholes in our pothole patches.
I know.
Yeah.
Believe me, I call them in, and they call me right now.
Yeah.
It sucks for those guys, too, because I'm sure they come out and fill it, and they're like, we just filled this one last time. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that deep of a road, there's not much.
No,
there
isn't. Yeah, it's been neglected for a very long time.
Okay.
I know, yeah. I don't mind the
curves. Let's get back on them.
I have a question. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. I just wanted to know if you had contacted the Admiral Foundation again to see if they're going to come out and explain.
I have asked, and I have not gotten an answer. There's been some leadership changes over there, and I do not have an answer.
Okay, thank you. One more thing. Can you try for the memory?
Oh, yes, that's I have that, and I care for kids. There's a whole list of things I'm working on. Yeah, and I'm also working on bringing out a mobile just medical clinic. I'm going to see if I can do it quarterly. I would love to do it once a month, but I'm going to start with quarterly and see where we can go with that. So it'd be regular just doctor's visits.
If they bring a medical
I will see what they do. This just came to our attention that this is a possibility. So I haven't even been able to look into it yet because we just found out about it.
That's like what
Perla
just did recently, right?
Yeah, this is through. Well, that's a big
That's
a big thing that they do there. This would be kind of like the mammo van, but it's a medical clinic. So I don't know the whole details, but apparently this is something.
When the mammogram was active last time, I go by, I didn't see anybody waiting to get in here. Do you know if it was used well?
I believe so, and if there was nobody waiting, everybody's supposed to get appointments. So that's probably why they were no one waiting.
Okay. Are you done, Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We already elected the chair and vice chair. See, review and approve the 2023 meeting calendar for possible action.
So what do you think, Brian?
So Electra and Ralph, which is also because I have them here. So those are the options. It's totally up to you. But I will tell you some of the other rural communities have gone to either doing every other month or doing quarterly. So it's your call. How you want to go about it. And just keep in mind, if you went to every other month or something, if something comes up that you need to meet, we would have a meeting. Like we aren't gonna say, oh no, we don't want to hear about that. We would have a meeting. We can have a meeting at any time as a special.
My personal opinion, I would tell you that I like monthly because I like consistency and I like to be able to get the informational reports, even if we don't have a lot of stuff. I also think it's more likely we'll be able to get more people from the community here if we have it monthly. I know if I weren't knowing I had to be here, I'd probably forget and not come to a lot of the every other monthly meetings. If I know it's every month at this same day. So that's me personally. I think more consistency is better for us as a community.
I feel the same way.
What do you think?
I feel the same way.
Okay. You feel the same way? So it looks like we're going that route then.
But Valentine's Day is really nice.
That gets me out.
Okay, then you all need to buy me a gift.
It'll take you out to dinner, right?
Okay, so
I would like to make one request. Every year I miss out on a Christmas party that my wife loves, and it's on the second Tuesday of the December every year.
And you know, not a lot goes on in December. So
almost never.
Yeah. So yeah, this is your time not only to choose when you're gonna how often you're gonna meet, but which days you want to meet and not meet. So if December, there's not a whole lot of business to be done at that point, I say that we'll cancel December. And I think in the past sometimes we've canceled one of the summer meetings. But you guys
that's what I was almost gonna look up because I'm pretty sure that we missed the same summer meeting.
I think you were doing like year. July, I think.
It seems like it feels like it's always
well, even if we go with the monthly that we need to cancel that.
Well, you got a vice chair.
Yeah.
But didn't we cancel last
December? No, we met last December, but there's actually not a lot to talk about.
There was like two people in the audience.
Yeah.
And I don't even think there were audience people.
And there
was
like people
that
yeah, that's the frustrating part is to miss the party and there's nothing going on.
Well, we can communicate too. I mean, we all don't necessarily have to be here. If we had a quorum, if we wanted something
right.
to go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there isn't much. If there's not much there, then
Like I said, my biggest thing, I like consistency. And consistency helps me because everything else is chaotic around me.
Okay. And
by majority, it looks like we're going monthly.
Official
you,
vote? All in favor of monthly?
Yeah.
So we have Valentine's Day next month.
Every day
should be on Valentine's Day.
You guys just want to get out of stuff. I know what's going on over here.
That would be.
Okay, so it sounds like you want to do monthly. Do you want to keep the December meeting?
No.
No, okay. So monthly with December canceled?
It's an awful busy time of year for most
right.
people anyway.
And the meetings that I have later in the month of December are always canceled. Every one of them. Good Springs, all the other ones. So it's not unusual for the December ones to be canceled.
We're going to go with monthly except deleting December.
Okay, so somebody make a motion? Or you would call that a motion right now?
But
yeah, I motion that we go monthly and then cancel December 12th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And I do not have the bylaws. There's been some clerical stuff in our office, and they didn't get them sent out. It's the same as we've always done. I'll have them bring it.
Okay.
We've had change of staff, and they didn't know they were supposed to update them. So we'll do that.
Okay, we'll worry about that next month,
and
I guess.
That's just a discussion, right? We don't vote anything on that, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now is the time for comments from the general public. A lot of that's already happened, but let's do some more anyway, if there's any. Does anybody have any comments?
Gail Beckman, 875 West Bay Street. I'm on the board of Standing Mesquite Valley Development Association, and we're going to do a bake sale for Valentine's Day. It's going to happen on Saturday, February 11th from 11 to 1, and we're thinking it'll be at the Family Dollar. And then we officially would like to ask the fire department if they're available on Easter Sunday, the 9th of April, for rolling out all the waves.
We'll never do that.
Never, ever. Okay, I'll got you down.
Yeah,
thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I wanted to comment here. So you guys know I'm not going to be on the board. Even though I was on the agenda today, I'm not on the board. And I just wanted to tell you that I've enjoyed serving on the board. But I'm not going to get reappointed because of the county commissioner who wants me to be on the board. And it looks like my hopes have been answered. They have Jamie on the board. She's very much like myself. Someone like myself that's pretty broad-minded, has some broad views of the world. Not just somebody that, we just didn't need somebody on the board that votes on party lines all the time. We need a little bit of voice on the board. I've been very neutral on the board, at least I've tried to be on many topics. Until I raise concerns over I'm paying a troubling price. I could list examples of the corruption of Jones' behavior, but it's not what I want to talk about. You can see you later, but if you want to, I got some good talking points on Justin Jones' corruptness. But, what I do want to say is that I am excited I won't be serving on the board because I'm going to continue to be able to stay in the fight here and still coming to the board meetings, still being vocal for the values that I want advanced. I've done some really cool things on this board. I mean, I've advanced some really, for the little bit of time I sat on this board, I think it was 4 years, 2 terms. I put down the bicycle walking path. I got that on there. That's a huge piece of infrastructure. I did want a walking path in Miami, but instead of getting a walking path in Miami, I got a whole new road. Whole new road got paved. So I've done some great things for the community, and you can look to me to continue to that person that you can go to. I mean, I have some experience in regional transportation. We really need some help out there. Eugene, during California, I mean, last weekend, it took, some people were saying it was an hour and a half to get through, just to get on 15, to go through Eugene, because of the California people going through and stopping at terminals there. So we really need some things fixed.
Yeah. And I
just want to say, hey, look for me to be that voice for you too, even though I'm not going to be seen on the board. And I've had a good time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe? Yeah. So I don't know who planned the terminals. Why didn't they do the 40-foot piece they would have had going onto the freeway and they wouldn't be in the road blocking it?
It's not, terminals doesn't get to decide that.
Oh, I know they don't.
NDOT dictates.
I know, but I'm just saying, usually you would think that easement would have been put in just because of, you know, common sense, but it was not obviously.
The problem with the terribles is that it doesn't fit any model of, any transportation model, because the majority of the time, it's not that many trips that go in and out of there.
Right, but whatever you have the weekends of, and it's just that 40-foot little piece of road, so if they're out here doing stuff, is there any way to get that done?
It's a bit more extensive than that.
Yeah.
The only way to get around it is to put a road on the other side.
Yeah.
in the way because there's a big power box right there.
Oh, is that what it is?
But the new development that's going to be coming in, the warehouse project, the first warehouse building is going to be behind Starbucks. It's going to be a Starbucks. And so NDOT is looking at working on that and putting a train line in through there.
Okay.
So that'll help some of it. But nothing's going to help as long as you get to that bottleneck in California. That's what backs everything up.
Yeah, but if they're not actually in the lane, though, because I mean, if they had their own little lane there, they wouldn't be in our lane, and we could get past it.
We had a presentation several months back, and they were talking about that being part of that project. Right.
Because I was looking at that like,
totally neat.
But
they could be backed up there all day long. We can still get past them.
I know. California is... Narrowing down is really
the problem. Yeah, yeah. And then they decided to take the back road, which is, I couldn't believe all the cars going up there, like, the horses
were
looking like, what is that?
Does anybody else have anything to say?
Henry Hoffer, we still have a problem with helicopters chasing our private citizens.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Oh, he wasn't here last week.
Okay.
Somebody actually said something about that.
Okay. The next meeting is February 14th, Valentine's Day, next month. That's it. Meeting adjourned.
All right. George?
My wife. My wife. Love.